Okay, on the record, today is the 18th of May, 2011. This is Immigration Judge Howard Rose, seated Houston Service Processing Center Immigration Court. The removal proceeding, English language. Respondent appearing via televideo from the Texas Department of Corrections, Huntsville. Respondent is Robinson Martinez, file A904191179. Government counsel, please identify yourself.
John McPhail, MC capital PHAIL, on behalf of the government.
Okay. Mr. Robinson, please state your name, sir.
Mr. Robinson Martinez, sir.
All right. Please stand up, raise your right hand, get ready to take oath. Do you swear to tell the truth, whole truth, nothing but truth, help you God, sir?
Yes, sir. We'd like to...
Okay, please be seated, sir. Now... Sir, we haven't yet addressed the allegations in the notice to appear, nor, and so let's start with that. Notice to appear is marked and enter into the record as Exhibit 1. Okay, the Form I-213 and conviction records, which were served on you on 22nd of September 2010, are marked into the record as Exhibit 2. Now, sir, I'm going to ask you some questions about what is alleged in the notice to appear. Sir, is it correct you're a native and citizen of Mexico, not a citizen of the United States?
I didn't get to understand.
That you are a native and citizen of Mexico and not a citizen of the United States.
Oh, I'm claiming U.S. citizen, Your Honor.
Okay. And were you admitted to the United States at Tampa, Florida on May 24th, 1990 as a resident alien?
Your Honor, I would like to state on those documents that the government is introducing.
I don't care right now. Answer the question. You can either admit or deny, but I don't want to hear any more. You understand? Do you understand English, sir?
Yes, sir, I understand English.
Okay, then fine. Is it true or is it not true that you were admitted to the United States at Tampa, Florida on May 24th, 1990?
No, I never.
Okay, it's denied. All right. On October 20th of 2009, were you convicted in the United States District Court, Western District of Michigan, for the use of a communication facility in violation of Title 21, United States Code, Section 843B? And sentenced to serve 48 months.
Your Honor, I would like to say that...
Answer me yes or no. That's all I want to hear right now.
I do not understand the proceedings, sir.
Because I don't care what you understand or don't understand. I'm asking you, do you understand English?
Yes, sir, but...
Okay, then if you understand English, you can tell me whether that is true or not true. That's all I want right now. Is that true or not true?
I would like to have my attorney...
Okay, that's denied. All right. I find that the allegations 4 and 5 are sustained by documents found at Exhibit 2. Mr. McPhail, you're going to have to submit the other documents to show how he came into the country.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to designate a country for removal, sir, or not? You have a right to designate, but you don't have to.
What was that supposed to? I don't understand what you're saying.
If you get ordered removed from the United States, and I don't know if you will, but you're not. But if you do, because you're in these kind of proceedings, you have a right to tell the Department of Homeland Security where you want to go, to some country other than the United States. You have a right to do that. If you don't want to do that, that's fine. You don't have to do that.
You decline.
The court will designate Mexico. All right. Reset for the government to produce the documents. We need documents showing how he entered the United States and in what status.
Yes, Judge, if I may put on the record also that there's been communications between Ms. Stokes, who does the majority of the USC claims in our office, and the respondent's father as late as 5